Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert!
First day of school, feel good. Oh my gosh! Hey, I want to party with you, cowboy. Reference.
Why not?
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Please have a seat, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. And tonight is the 1,200th episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. 1,200.
1,200th episode.
That breaks our previous record set on Friday. Can we do it again tomorrow? Tune in to find out. Speaking of breaking records, thanks to Omicron, the 7-day average for newly reported cases in the U.S. topped 700,000. 700,000! That's the population of Denver. And you know you're in trouble when you're higher than the people of Denver. At the current pace, the variant is set to triple the pre-Omicron record set a year ago, as you can see on this chart. Gah! That's also my EKG after someone showed me that chart. That might be just the tip of the iceberg, as Dr. Scott Gottlieb explained yesterday on The Nation Face.
We're probably only diagnosing somewhere between 1 in 5 and 1 in 10 actual infections. And there's a lot of people walking around with mild illness or asymptomatic infection who don't know it, who are spreading it.
Way to keep things optimistic, Doc. He also does motivational posters. Hang in there, because things are actually 10 times worse than you think. Some people don't want to know how many cases of Omicron are out there. Take Florida governor and man realizing that the gas station sushi was a bad idea. Ron DeSantis. DeSantis continues to oppose widespread testing, as he explained on Friday.
Think about it. Before COVID, did anyone go out and seek testing to determine if they were sick? It's usually you feel like you're sick, and then you get tested to determine what you maybe have come down with. And so this is kind of a new thing where they've been saying just go out and test all the time.
Yeah, and for that matter, did we ever buckle seatbelts before cars were invented? And why did that doctor put a camera up my butt? I'm not even on TikTok. This Omicron surge is wreaking havoc on the nation's school systems. Here in New York City, citywide attendance, which averaged close to 90% for much of the fall, has dropped to 69%. That is terrible. Think of all the kids who missed out on giggling at the number 69. Nice. So many teachers are testing positive. There's also a shortage of substitute teachers. So in Ohio, to become a substitute now, a degree is no longer required. That is shocking. Substitute teachers had degrees? I thought subs were just your regular teacher's ex-boyfriend. Okay, kids, I'm taking over for Miss Jennings today. Pop quiz. First question, does she ever talk about me? One school official summarized the new offer saying, come sub for us, make $125 a day, and get to be with students. Get to be with students, not the incentive they imagine, nor an entirely accurate description of the job, but still better than the original ad. Can you press play on a VHS of Braveheart? You're hired. The good news is that most experts out there think this steep rise in Omicron will be followed by a steep decline, right, Dr. Fauci?
I would hope, I can't predict accurately because no one can, but I would hope by the time we get to the fourth week in January, end of the third week, beginning of the fourth week, that we will start see this coming down.
Can you be more specific? That's like your horoscope reading. Capricorn, you will make a connection with a handsome stranger, or not. Maybe he'll give you a disease. No one can predict accurately. But, sure. How are you feeling? You feeling okay?
Yeah, okay.
But Omicron could be over by Groundhog's Day, which would be just in time. Because scientists in Cyprus have found 25 cases of a strain of the coronavirus that they say combines elements of the Delta and Omicron variants that they're calling Deltacron. Deltacron, also the name of the disappointing transformer who turns into a delayed flight for Atlanta. This got through it. Got through it, man. Black eyes. This new strain out there has Omicron-like genetic signatures with Delta genomes. Now, because it's so complicated, the scientists released a video explaining how they came by their discovery of the combination.
Delta.
Omicron. Hey, you got your Delta in my Omicron.
Got your Omicron in my Delta.
What?
What?
Infectious.
Hi. Yes. Sure. I love two things. I love a woman just walking down the street with an open jar of peanut butter. Why did we never question that before? And I love the old guy who comes up behind them. Jimmy, put him up again. Hey. Hey, what's going on, you two? I got my own stuff here. I'm gonna eat. No, you keep sticking your bar in her jar right there. I'm just gonna rub your nut butter on his bar. Come on. I'm just gonna watch. No one questioned that. No one questioned that. Speaking of creepy old men, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan seen here warning the other Neanderthals, stay in cave, tiger kill. Jordan was deeply involved in the efforts to throw out the 2020 election results, but yesterday he announced that he was refusing to cooperate with the January 6th committee investigating the Capitol riot. Turns out, after wrestling with the decision, the committee showering him with the opportunity to speak up, Jim Jordan has decided he saw nothing. Ohio State. Look it up. In a statement, Jordan explained that being asked to help get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th is far outside the bounds of any legitimate inquiry, violates core constitutional principles, and would serve to further erode legislative norms. Yes, we must not erode legislative norms. Or as one January 6th analyst put it.
Yeah! This is crazy.
Thank you, Senator Buffalo Nipples. But we are learning some things about the plot to overturn the election. Turns out, in December of 2020, the National Archives received fake state documents declaring the ex-president the winner. You can't put fake documents in the National Archives. Our national repository is reserved only for the Founding Fathers' secret treasure maps. Basically, a group of MAGA morons in Michigan and Arizona forged certificates to trick the National Archives into declaring their guy the winner. So they were attempting a coup via fake ID. Okay, it says here your name is Ida Real Prez. Checks out. Give them the nuclear codes. Now, no surprise, the National Archives saw right through the fake documents, and the MAGA fraudsters did try their best. The Arizona letter featured a state seal in an attempt to appear as if it was an official document. And it takes a skilled forger to replicate their state seal. An old man fighting a rattlesnake over an Arizona iced tea. Now, it turns out, Republicans are going crazy from sea to shining sea. Case in point, Indiana State Senator and chem teacher watching you eat that apple from across the quad, Scott Baldwin, In December, Baldwin introduced a bill that would prohibit schools from teaching a variety of concepts related to sex, race, ethnicity, religion, color, and national origin, leaving shop class and 6 hours of dodgeball. Baldwin's bill has been getting a lot of blowback for not letting teachers teach. So the state Senate had a hearing last week where a high school teacher explained why educators can't always be neutral.
It's second semester of U.S. history, so we're learning about the rise of fascism and the rise of Nazism right now. And I'm just not neutral on the political ideology of fascism. We're not neutral on Nazism. We take a stand in the classroom against it, and it matters that we do.
I'm not discrediting, as a person, Marxism, Nazism, fascism. I'm not discrediting any of those isms out there. And I have no problem with the education system providing instruction on the existence of those isms. I believe that we've gone too far when we take a position on those isms as it relates to we need to be impartial.
So he's saying we should reserve... You were a little late. Now, he's saying we should reserve judgment about the Nazis, just like they do in the classic scene.
Don't shoot! Let's hear the Nazis out!
Turns out, I'm surprised Hanks did that part. Turns out, not discrediting Nazis, not the most popular opinion in Indiana. So Baldwin released this statement. Nazism, Marxism, and fascism are a stain on our world history and should be regarded as such, and I failed to adequately articulate that in my comments. Failed to adequately articulate is a pretty generous way of describing I said the exact opposite. Kind of like when Sir Mix-a-Lot released a statement saying, when I said that I like big butts and I cannot lie, I failed to articulate that I'm actually more of a boob guy. We've got a great show for you tonight.
Up next, the robots are coming.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
John, the Piper's son. John, got a couple of lovely ladies on the show tonight. One of my favorite comedians, Tig Notaro, is on here tonight.
Yes, Tig Notaro.
Fantastic. Yes. But first, just moments from now, celebrating 10 years with CBS News, our friend Gayle King is going to be out here in just a moment.
All in the family.
Everybody loves Gayle.
Yes, that's wonderful. Awesome.
Now, folks, as you know, if you watch the show, you know I'm a huge tech head. And I love keeping up to date on the latest tech with my head, and then my head tells you about it in my long-running segment. Oh! First up, the annual Consumer Electronics Show just wrapped up this weekend, and it featured an array of upsetting new things, like the latest in Japanese toys, the Amagami Ham Ham, a stuffed animal robot that will nibble on your finger. So if you're worried about the eventual robot uprising, please take comfort in the knowledge that we're teaching them that we're delicious. Let's take a look at one of the nibblers in action. Whoa. Can we even show that on CBS, Jimmy? Can we Blur that. Blur it. Thank you. That's somehow worse. Look at those eyes. We know why he's hungry. He's clearly stoned. The Amagami Ham Ham keeps things fresh, too, because it has an algorithm with 24 nibbling patterns, including tasting, massaging, and suction. Engineers came up with suction by asking themselves, how can we make sure that people sue us for penis injuries? I know, it's sad. I have the exact same feeling. Folks, cows, specifically milking cows, are stepping into the 21st century. Cows stuck indoors for winter are getting virtual reality goggles to feel like they're outside. That is bleak and disturbing, and can I have a pair? I forgot what it's like to be outside. I am this close to watching Emily in Paris. I hear good things. I hear very good. No, I don't. Let's take a look at it. Wow. That is upsetting. It's almost like there's no dignity left in living your life hooked up to a robot breast pump. Note to self, buy almond milk. The goggles show the cow's scenes of a summer field, and they appear to be happier and producing more milk. So a cow's life now sucks so bad that the only way to get them to produce milk is to put them in the moo tricks. And I'll wait right now. And just a field, at least give them the fun matrix where they know kung fu and get to dodge bullets. Next time on the seat of the begasm, scientists are working on a toilet that identifies you by your butthole. Can I be there when they break this to the toilets? Good news, guys, we're giving you sensors and intelligence so you can observe and be aware of the world around you. Now the bad news. The toilet is meant to monitor the health of your bowel movements and match the results to you by developing a scanner that can recognize the user's unique anal print. We can only pray this new anal print technology doesn't make it into the next iPhone. Yes. Yes, I do have my boarding pass, but it'll take me a minute to unlock my phone. Just go straight to that. Just go straight to that one out of there. Just go straight to that. You know what I mean? Next up, exciting news in the world of meat technology. Engineers figured out how to cook 3D printed chicken with lasers. We'll get to you in a minute, cancer. We're just photoshopping some nuggets over here. Is the process disgusting? Well, judge for your, of course it is.
We use chicken as a model food system. We pureed the raw chicken in a food processor and extruded it using our 3D food printer. Current cooking techniques don't provide high spatial resolution.
I can't wait to be told, I'm sorry your chicken is taking so long. The chef ran out of toner. Let's see how the laser chicken turned out.
Multiple laser wavelengths should be combined for best cooking results. In the end, laser cooked samples were edible and achieved food safe temperatures for consumption.
Hey, you can't just say edible and food safe temperatures. That's already the slogan for Arby's.
Up next, Gail King. Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest this evening is a co-host of CBS Mornings, editor-at-large for Oprah Daily, and the host of the Sirius XM show, Gail King in the House. Please welcome back to our house, Gail King! Madame, won't
Hi,
you
Stephen
please
Colbert.
Have a seat? Good to see you again.
I wore my party shoes for you.
I love those shoes.
I wore them
little
for
pom-poms
you.
Pom-poms on there, that's very nice.
Hi, Chris.
Now, kiddo, We were backstage.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
I was, you know, you hugged me when I got backstage. We hugged just now. I obviously, everyone's got a nice hug from Gail over here. Are you nervous at all to do that? Because after 2 years, are you
so
in?
Sick of it.
I want to be good.
I want to be good, too.
I want to be good.
I want to be good, too.
But I'm a little exhausted.
No, but I said to Stephen, so I'm all vaccinated, I'm all boosted. He goes, it doesn't matter. And that is what's
so
scary.
Well, if you test positive,
no, that's what
positive.
I mean.
I have to stop the show.
No, and there are already so many breakthroughs, so I am worried about that. But you know what, Stephen? I'm so tired of being tired and afraid of this. I am. I think we all have got to figure out how we can live our lives and navigate it. And that's where I am. I don't want to go back home. I don't want to go back home. You know, at CBS, you know, we get tested on a regular basis. Thank you, CBS, because they have testing facilities right there so we can get tested on a regular basis. But they said, we have to have a contingency plan to go back into our homes. And so help me, Jesus, I would much rather run down Times Square buck naked than go back home. Buck naked, that's what I would rather do.
Gail.
Than go back home.
Gail,
I'm not
telling
kidding.
You, Super Bowl ratings.
Super Bowl ratings are people going, I'm going blind, tell her to put on clothes.
Well, congratulations, because since the last time you and I spoke, you have become a grandma.
Oh, Luca.
Here's little Luca.
Yes. Oh, look at him.
As if I have to ask, how is grandma life?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I know everybody that has a grandchild, I'm not the first, thinks their grandchild is so cute, but this kid is so friggin' cute. His name is Luca. I have a little song. May I sing it for you?
Of course you may.
Ukulele, what a pretty baby. Isn't that good?
I know. That's an exclusive.
The audience is going, that's
what
it, guys.
That's exclusive. We just
that's
broke
it.
The story on what you sing to your grandchild.
And then I rub his little tummy. You know, Leslie Stahl did a book about grandparents, and she was on, so I read the book, and I thought, oh, this is very interesting. And then I had my own, and I went back and went, this book is so good.
So what do you think happens? What do you think like squirts in the brain of a grandparent? Because is it different than your own child?
Yes, it is.
Is it better?
No, because I love being a mother too. I still love being a mother. But there's something about the circle of life that you made this possible.
Yeah.
And then to see your own child become a parent and you think that they're a pretty good parent. There's just something, I don't even know how to describe it, but people stop me on the street. People stop me and say, what's it like? How do you feel? I'm a grandparent too. You're not a grandparent yet, right?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
Yeah. We have a clip here. Can you set up what's going to happen here? This is the
first
time.
First, I had nothing to do with this. So, favorite daughter, Kirby. I have a favorite son-in-law, Virgil, and favorite son, Will. So, we all spent Christmas at Oprah's. I wasn't there. But so, she was meeting Luca for the first time. So, I called her up and said, you know, what are you guys doing today? She goes, you're not going to believe what we're doing. And she said, look at this. Oprah has a phobia against balloons. She doesn't like balloons. Mm. She was actually blowing up balloons and placing them because she was preparing, she said, and this is what she called it, Luca's welcome to her home.
Okay, this is the welcome. There you go.
I know you've been waiting. You've been waiting to see me. I've been waiting to see you.
Oh, that's really lovely.
That's lovely.
It is. You know what? I got the same greeting when I went to Oprah's.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
So there were girls singing to you too?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Oprah has a school, as you guys know, in South Africa. And so six of her former students are now young women now. Yeah. They were there, so they did the whole Lion King thing. And I was here because I was working at CBS Mornings. Hopefully it's your favorite morning show.
Of course it is, of course it is.
But anyway, I know, shameless applause. But so I was working, so I couldn't be there. But when they sent me the tape, Steve and I looked at it 10 times. I got choked up when I first saw it. I thought it was very sweet. Over the top, but I thought it was sweet.
Yesterday, you hit another milestone, as I said before. Your 10th anniversary.
I know.
Working over at CBS News.
I know.
What do you remember about when you started at CBS, other than the fact that guy over there, my showrunner, Chris Licht, was your showrunner. He was the guy who brought you on.
Well, I just think Chris has excellent taste and talent, don't you?
He does. He does.
No, all kidding aside. All kidding aside, I mean this. I would not be here at CBS if it wasn't for Chris Licht. He saw something. Can you imagine the conversation that must have been had when Chris Licht said, you know who'd be good? Gayle King and Charlie Rose. Because it started with me and Charlie and Erica Hill. That was the initial team. I could imagine, you know, the look on the wall was like crickets. But he saw something, and we had a really good team. We had a really good team for a very long time. So I remember that first day being very nervous. Not that I was worried about could I do the job, because I thought I could do it, but I just wanted it to be great, Stephen. You know that feeling when you want something so badly and you want to be good at it? That's what I wanted.
Well, here you are on day one.
Yes.
And this week.
Yes.
There you are.
Yes. Yes. That was
same
2012.
Dress.
That was 2022. So yellow's my favorite color because I believe yellow's my happy place. Butter and sunshine are yellow, two of my favorite things in the world. So I had that Alex Kramer, a designer, made that dress for me, and I just wanted to feel good. Yellow just makes me feel good. Look at that.
How's Nate Burleson doing over there?
He's your new buddy. Oh, he's fantastic. So it's me, Nate, and Tony DeCoppo, and knock on wood, so far so good.
Well, you also...
Our numbers are going up. That's a good sign.
Well, excellent, excellent.
That's a good sign.
Obviously, you get the bump. You get the Colbert bump.
More with Gayle King after this.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have another gig, which is editor-at-large of Oprah Daily.
Yes.
And I understand you're co-hosting an online event tomorrow. What's happening?
Okay, so we're doing this live, Adam Glassman and I. So we're doing something called vision boarding. I've never done a vision board. Anybody here done a vision board? Yeah, see? Okay. So apparently vision boarding is very big, where you project what you want. You know, you sort of manifest it, put it out there. So we're doing a workshop live. It's for Oprah Daily Insider. Are you an Oprah Daily Insider?
And if you're not, of course I am. What are you saying? How could I not be? What is that?
It's an Oprah Daily Insider that goes with our website.
Okay,
it's
Oprah
only
Daily
$25
Insider.
Right now for the year. It used to be $50.
That's a deal.
That's a really good deal because you get special exclusives like our vision boarding session. And then Oprah's going to be teaching a class every month this year.
I have not vision boarded. I have never vision boarded.
I haven't either.
I'm unclear on what happens.
See, Stephen, I haven't either. I'm
unclear. Is this like making a collage of like photos and you tape on a board and you go, I want that in my life?
Well, you don't have to make it sound so silly.
I didn't make it silly.
Yes, you did.
I did not make it sound silly.
Yes, you did.
Let me try that again. Is it one where you take images that are meaningful to you and place it on a board and you concentrate on it and say, I wonder if I could bring that into my life?
Okay, it's not. It's.
Was that less silly?
Yes, that was less silly, although I know you're making fun of me, but that's okay.
I am not.
Listen, I've never done it either. I've never done it either because I thought, I don't know. But people say that when you put it out there in the universe.
Yes.
And you know that you really say, this is what I want in my life. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it and see what happens.
I do not doubt for a moment
somebody
that it has an effect.
Somebody just said it works. Somebody just
I have
said
no
that.
Doubt. I'm a Catholic. Icons, man. That's what images of saints are
somebody
for.
Says it
is
works.
You concentrate on that and that moves you toward that moment in your own life.
Well, I'm going to be doing my first one live tomorrow.
What's on the vision?
Eastern.
What's on?
Okay,
what's on the Gayle vision board?
2022.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very disorganized. I'd like to try to figure out a way to be better organized. I'd like to figure out a way. You know, when COVID first hit, I didn't leave my apartment for 105 days. That's how freaked out I was by it. So when I say I don't want to go back to that place, so I'm looking for a new place with outdoor space, an apartment in the city, because I moved from the suburbs, so I want that. I have a dog because I really like dogs. If I could find a place with outdoor space, mm-hmm. be nice to have a partner at some point in life. So, okay. I'm putting that out there mm-hmm. about things that I think are good in a man.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are good in a man?
Well, I would like you to have your own teeth.
Teeth.
I do. I'm sorry, but I do.
The bar, Gail.
I do.
The bar is low.
You know, but no. But, you know, you want somebody who is intelligent, who's kind, who's funny. You know, so I'm putting out different types of men that have the qualities that I like.
Got it.
I'm not going to tell you who they are.
Must love dogs.
But I have some doozies that I want a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that.
If you could combine,
I will reveal that tomorrow at 7.
Oh, you're going to tell us tomorrow what men you would combine to make your the Frankengale partner.
Yes. I hadn't thought of it as a Frankengale, but okay, I'll go with that. I like a good sense of humor. I like intelligence. I'm big. I'm 5'10", so I would like big. But, you know, I think life is better when shared. I'm not sitting here going, oh, my God, it's not a pity party for me, because I have a really good life. Really good friends and all that good stuff. But I believe that life is better when shared.
I agree.
I do.
I agree. I do. What do we want to be? Not alone.
Yes, yes.
Gail, lovely to see you.
It's so lovely.
I love coming here. CBS Mornings airs weekdays at 7 a.m. on CBS. It's Gail King, everybody.
Coming up, Tig Notaro. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
My next guest is a comedian and actor you know from her stand-up specials, Star Trek Discovery and Army of the Dead. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Tig Notaro. Hey, Tig.
Hi, Stephen.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
How you been?
I've been good,
Your twins were about to turn 5 when you were here in May, and now we've had 5-year-old Christmas with them, which is 5, it seems like, right the sweet spot for Christmas. How was Christmas with the kids this year?
It was really great. They're twins, but they're very different. Like my son Max is like a 60-year-old man, and he came in and told my wife Stephanie. He walked in the room and he was like, oh. Oh. And she said, what is it, Max? And he said, I wanted to do a belly flop on the couch, and I know I wasn't supposed to. He said, but I'm afraid I've ended up on the naughty list. He said, I did it, and it felt so good. And he said, if I end up getting coal, can I still play with it?
Wow.
Yeah, so he was
making the best of
it. Yeah, so he and his brother Finn were like, Finn was like, we could play hopscotch with it. Or they were just coming up with all different things that they could do with coal.
Wow, but I love that crisis he's going through. Have I been good enough?
Yeah, he was
for
just
the
like,
reward.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be on the naughty list.
Have you guys used the cotton candy machine that I gave you last year? Have you used that much lately?
Not yet.
You haven't. You haven't used it at all?
No.
Why?
Because it's at our office. I know. I feel like every time I see you, you're like, "Have you used the cotton candy machine that I gave you?"
And it's a good one. We talked about this last time, but it's not like Hasbro.
No.
It's industrial.
Yeah.
You could be a carny.
Yeah.
No greater compliment, by the way.
One day I will be a carny. But I know it's total carnival style cotton candy. I think that this is the year that we're gonna be able to use it because It's just it's been a slow process getting to the cotton candy. There's been a pandemic.
And what better time to have a cotton candy machine, because you don't have to go to the carnival where all the diseases are. You bring the carnival to your home, Tig.
I understand, but Stephen, how pathetic to just like set up a carnival size cotton candy machine and do it for my two sons. And then pack the whole thing up again.
It's true. I apologize. I'm not thinking. Okay, you're going back on the road again with your comedy tour, Hello Again.
Yes.
Which I really enjoy.
Yes.
Kicks off tomorrow in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Here you are with an audience. How does it feel to be in front of an audience again?
It feels great. It feels really good. I've performed truly 4 times in the past 2 years. Mm. So I am offering refunds if it doesn't go well.
You're a little rusty?
Yeah, I'm a little rusty. I'm very much excited.
How long have you been touring? Like, how many years ago did you start?
Well, I started 25 years ago.
Wow.
Of a century.
You've really kicked it up a notch here.
Yeah.
This is how you're getting around on your tour this time. There you are. You posted this the other day. That's you and your chopper, right?
Yeah.
You're flying this chopper on your tour, aren't
That's
you?
That's right. Not really. I'm not an ass, you know.
Why are you using the salty talk on CBS?
I'm not allowed understand. To say ass.
No.
You know what, Stephen? Since I did say ass on CBS.
What is this? What is this? It's the Dumont Network.
I just want to point out for the viewers at home that the word ass that I know I'm not supposed to say, they bleep whole.
This
so,
is true.
So this is true. At home, watch. I'll say ass. They leave ass. But if you say ass on its own, then
it's fine.
They don't bleep you. And then if you say hole, they don't bleep you. Bleep you. But if you say ass, see? They just bleeped it, didn't they? They bleeped hole. But when I just said they bleeped hole, they didn't bleep hole. And if I just say, I'm not an ass, nobody would have bleeped that. But because I said ass, they're like, we can't have hole following ass.
We can't know about that part of the ass. That's implied. But how dare you?
How dare you mention that there's a hole? No problem, but right. Ass beep. Right.
You know, they are teaching toilets to recognize people by the pattern of...
Why did you have to do that?
I'm picturing, I did the bowl.
Steven.
And then this is the view. This is the view.
Even if that's the view, you didn't have to do that.
No. But... But for a friend...
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town.
Then they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.